Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey guys, it's Joe LaPuma. One quick note before we start this one. This episode was recorded before the tragic death of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven other people in a helicopter crash last Sunday. Because of that, you won't hear any talking here on Kobe's sneaker legacy. Next week, we'll spend a good amount of time going over the late legend's impact. Our condolences to all the families involved. What's up, everybody? It's Joe LaPuma. This is the Complex Sneakers Podcast. I'm with my guys, Matt Welty to my right.
Hey, how's it going?
And to my left, Brendan Dunn.
Joe, I'm drinking essential water. Can I get paid for this?
My deal's over.
Fuck.
My deal's over. I was early on the Essentia wave.
Also, let
very early.
All dried up.
Let the record show that during Joe's very early on full size run appearance, he was drinking Essentia and he kept on saying, "You guys need to cut down the clip because this will count towards my post for the year."
Yeah, eight posts a year. How are we feeling today, guys?
Welty's drinking a ginger turmeric iced matcha tea. That is the most off-brand drink for Welty ever. Like, I assume that Welty has like a vision in his head of the type of like SJW Brooklynites that drink that type of drink.
Turmeric's like big in like the MMA world because it's good on inflammation.
You know what?
What also is big in the MMA world today? Joe Rogan endorsed Bernie Sanders. So there's a lot of surprises.
How do you feel about that, Brendan?
How do you? You and I are both conflicted right now, I assume, because you're anti-Bernie. I'm not a big Joe Rogan fan. So you and I got to work some things out. We may have more in common than we thought.
Mayor for president 2020.
Yep. Is that happening?
Mayor for president.
What's your platform?
Free sneakers from Reebok.
It's the Andrew Yang type thing, but it's like instead of $2,000 for everybody, you get a free pair Air Force Ones.
Free pair of linens. We're going to bring back the linens.
Well, before we get into real sneaker talk, we got to give this guy a proper introduction. Mark Faris, better known as Mayor, is one of the most infamous collectors out there. He's an Air Force One fanatic who's claimed he has the best sneaker collection in the world. Mayer's multiple sneaker stashes include super rare pairs that he says are worth around $1.8 million in total. He's a close friend to DJ Clark Kent and Fat Joe and a big spender at Nike's Elite Bespoke Custom Program. Please welcome my guy, Mayer, to the Complex Sneakers Podcast.
What's good?
How you feeling?
Thank you for having me. That was a nice intro. Minus the collector part is a good intro. Yeah, Joe's my guy. I wanted to kill him a few times, but he's my guy.
Yeah, and I still don't know about that. We're going to get into that.
I don't remember why either.
Probably just you being you.
Did you ever threaten him?
I locked him. Mm-hmm. I locked myself in the bathroom with him in North Carolina.
No, he didn't. No, I would have definitely remembered that, and it didn't happen. But Premium Pete always said, "Yo, you don't want Mayer on your bad side." Yeah. But we'll get to that. Let's start off where we always start off, early sneaker history.
Yeah, I want to know about your relationship, your earliest memories of the Air Force One, because we know your sneaker story, the pair that got stolen, all that, but the Air Force One is a shoe that so many people associate you with. What are your earliest memories of that shoe specifically?
Man, I go back to, I remember the Air Force coming out, and I'm not even going to sit here and say I remember 82. I remember when they first started coming back out hard again in 84, 85. Mm-hmm. And, it was just a perfect silhouette, and it just looked great. You know, I was not as heavy as I was when you guys see me when I was real fat, but I was a little chunky guy, and to be able to wear a shoe like with jeans and sweats or shorts, no matter how you wore it, it looked good. It wasn't never the most comfortable shoe in the world. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things that it looked good on my feet, and it was like that girlfriend you fall in love with on first sight, and it's been like that ever since.
Were you playing basketball in them? Because Clark was telling us about how it was a basketball shoe for him real early on. Did you play basketball in the Air Force One?
I hooped in Air Force, but I hooped in everything, so it didn't mean nothing to me that I had to hoop in the Air Force. I hoop in anything.
Were you nice on the court?
Yeah, I hoop. I play ball. Yeah. I definitely hoop. Anybody tell you that, I get busy.
And you grew up in the Bronx,
I grew
right?
up in the South Bronx,
BX.
Yeah. DX Borough.
Were you having sneaker conversations with Fat Joe back then? Because like, you know Fat Joe from high school, I know from
Fat
middle
school? I know Fat Joe from ninth grade. Nah, we was too busy choking music teachers out and
really?
All kind of
Let
dumb
the
shit
record show, too, you are wearing a TS chain.
Yes.
I'm wearing one of my several TS chains, yes.
You choked the music teacher out?
He choked the teacher. It's funny, I tell a story. Either I choked the teacher and he locked the teacher in the closet, or vice versa. I became a criminal, he became a famous rapper.
So ninth grade was your first locking people somewhere.
And it's funny, if you walk up to Joe and say, Mr. Sology, he might bust out laughing. Because that was the teacher's name.
Oh. Were you guys fly in high school though? You too?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we was fly.
What were you guys wearing?
I mean, I worked in sporting goods in ninth grade. I worked in DeMayo Sporting Goods. So I had access to sneakers, and I actually had a paycheck. And you know, Joe was doing what he was doing, and I did what I did on the side as well. So we always had. Yeah, we had. I mean, shit. I'm trying to think of what we had. We had Woolrich coats. We had all kind of crazy shit. We used to go to KP Con in Harlem and shop. Or we go to Jew Man and go shopping, and we used to kill it.
Classic spot, right?
Nah, class. I mean, I was getting New Balance dyed. They used to dye the New Balance on the spot for us back in the day. That was crazy.
In the store?
Wait, you come back and get them the next day. Yeah.
What colors were you getting them dyed back
I was
then?
Getting all white canvas joints dyed, like a light purple, like a violet, whatever y'all call it.
So sneaker dyeing.
Back then.
Yeah, we don't hear about that often.
This is 86, 87.
Is this something that was like a...
It was customizing the shoe before customizing. I guess I never had customs, but I guess that was a custom maybe, but you know.
Okay. Yeah.
How crazy is your, speaking of your connection with Joe, how crazy is your Terror Squad Air Force One stash?
Not good, because they didn't make my size.
So you didn't hook you up?
At that, you know, when they run samples, they run samples
yeah.
in Joe size, in Macho size, whoever else. I got like one pair.
Not enough. That's surprising. Yeah. You got the chain, though. That's what's important.
I got three chains.
I wonder.
Say it right. I got three
chains. Yeah. Put some respect on his name, baby.
Put some respect on my name.
Also, yep. Let the record show, too. You know, you had done your full size run episode earlier this year, and then we had Fat Joe on the season.
Yeah, I wasn't good enough for the
season
finale,
but we didn't know. Mayor just decided to show up.
There's been a lot of unexpected Mayor pop-ups, I'm sure.
Throughout
the decades.
And he comes out after we shoot the episode. You just come onto set wearing two TS chains. Yeah. I think you had a TS snapback on, all at once.
It's funny because I was, you know, I speak to Joe throughout the course of a day, all day. So he's like, yo, I'm going to Complex. I didn't know he was doing full size run. Mm. So then I call Rich. Rich, the player's downstairs in the car because Rich has some work to do, answer some emails, so he didn't want to come up. Uncle Dan calls me because he's in the green room, and he's like, yo, they talking about you on full size run. But of course, y'all edited all that bullshit out because y'all was edit shit. I talked for 2 hours and they gave me a 36 minute episode or 42 minute episode of some dumb shit, right? So the same thing with Joe. So I heard. So
we're editing this out.
I'm pulling up. So I was like 10 blocks away, and I'm flying to get over here. I'm eating red lights. I got the PBA card in my hand in case I get pulled over.
On Instagram Live, I'm sure.
Right, I was on live because I wanted to bombard the room and walk in and be like, y'all heard y'all was fucking talking about me. It would have been the illest shit ever.
And not the first time he's bombarded a room, probably.
Definitely. So homeboy came downstairs to get me, and the minute I got upstairs, I was done. I was so pissed.
One thing I like about, though, you guys said on camera, we were like, oh, we just had Mayor up here, and Fat Joe was like, smart guys. Smart guys.
He was talking that shit.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Mayor, I want to ask you, too, about those 1980s Air Force One memories. I've heard sometimes that Nike kind of cleaned up the story of the Air Force One, or maybe gentrified the story of the Air Force One. You know, their official thing about people were going down the I-95 corridor to Baltimore to pick up Air Force Ones. Is that really why people were going down the I-95 corridor back and forth from New York to Baltimore?
Shout to my brother Clark Kent. We had ulterior motives back then, but on the course of the I-95 corridor, we were stopping at, what was it, Mr. Shoes or Cinderella? We were stopping, yeah.
Yeah.
You were buying the shoe of the month back then?
Or? Yeah, I mean, it'd be a white and yellow Air Force. It'd be a white and baby blue one, a white and royal. I used to cop two pair and keep it moving, three pair, keep it moving, whatever it was. And then they started coming in New York. There was a spot where on 125th Street, I can't remember the name right now, big fat dude used to smoke a cigar in there, and it was just a big ladder full of shoes. And Air Forces were probably $69.
Wow.
But if you wait a week, it was like $65.
Mm.
And this is, I mean, I had my ups and downs growing up. I had money sometimes. Sometimes I was dirt poor.
Yeah. You know?
I would take the bus to 125th Street, get there, and be like, yo, can I get those for $65? I got $65 flat, or I got $63. He used to be like, yo, go ahead. Big fat Italian dude with a cigar. When the place burned down in like 91, I cried.
Wow.
I really had tears.
A lot of sneaker history.
I'm ready to call my man Brian right now because he used to work there. I can't remember the name. Yeah. I literally stood there and cried.
Wow. And that's where you were getting a lot of those?
Yeah, I was getting a lot of my Air Forces from there. I used to go there every week. Every time I made a dollar, I'm running. Like even Joe tells a story, man. We sold drugs to buy sneakers. We sold drugs to get fly.
Yeah.
What other sneaker stores in the 90s, New York heyday, do you remember?
Now, I used to go to DeMeo Sporting Goods all the time because I used to work there. And then you go to Dr. J's.
How about Training Camp?
Training Camp was dope. Shout out to Udi. I mean, Training Camp was always Training Camp. I mean, it was around. I don't remember the exact year of Training Camp. I'm old now, so I'm bad with years.
Yeah. I actually such a legendary store. Yeah.
And legendary.
Clark referenced it like last week, you know. Yeah. I don't know if you know, but Udi is like working at Yeezy now. He's like the COO.
He controls the day-to-day.
It's incredible.
Somebody told me the other day that Udi is running the factories. I'm like, yo, Yeezys is still coming out of Adidas factories. Don't tell me Udi got his own factories making Yeezys. Don't say that.
For people who don't know, you're talking about Udi Avashalom. He used to be the owner of Training Camp in New York.
You gave me $1,000. I couldn't pronounce Udi's last name.
But he's also, I think if you, if you're not familiar with him, the way to get familiar with him, or I think a lot of people who aren't from New York know him, is through the Just for Kicks documentary. Mm-hmm. He, Israeli guy who's all like, I was trading Jordans for 9mm. What are you going to do when the shit hits your lips?
That's exactly how he would talk. And when I was an intern at Complex, I would go to Training Day and... Training Camp.
Okay. Denzel LaPuma.
When
I was an intern at Complex, I was going to Training Camp and I interacted with him, and that's exactly, I mean, the impression's okay, but that's kind of the same gist that he would say. And I remember I was getting I got the patent leather Air Max 95. What was the pack with like the Marvel pack or whatever? Yeah. And
Human Torch.
Yeah, exactly. The Human Torch. And then I got the Huff, Louis Vuitton Air Max 90s from there. And then once, I guess Bradley probably told him like, oh, this kid is my intern. And
Bradley
then,
Carbone.
Yeah, and then Udi.
It's my guy.
Yeah, me too. And then Udi, every time I would go in there, would show a little respect. You know what I mean? So that felt good as a young, starry-eyed intern.
Udi was crazy.
Man. Yeah.
And Udi's nuts.
It's crazy to see that these...
I used to watch Udi talk, and I used to be like,
yeah.
You understand that I would lock this dude in the trunk of a car for 19 days before I would even give him water? And he used to talk that talk. I'm like, yo, if you didn't know him, you'd think he's a killer.
Explain more about Udi, because to me, he's such a legendary figure in the New York City sneaker scene.
It's just, you would just go in there. I would walk into Training Camp sometimes, and I didn't have the greatest relationship with Udi. It was just, yo, what's up thing, and he's seen a motherfucker with some money in his pocket, you know, spending the bag, so he'd be a little nice for that 30 seconds. But, yo... I watch him yell at employees or talk to people and walk in and be yelling at somebody, have a phone in his hand, screaming
kind of a grimy store, right? But all the rappers were shopping.
It was a grimy store. Then you had the glass case with all the sneakers inside of it, all the dirty shoes inside. Yes. It was Rockefeller Air Forces in there. It was all kind of shit in
there. And he was involved, and that's what Clark was talking about, that Udi was kind of the one who
Udi was around for a lot of
that,
shit. They did it, and they did the whole 25th anniversary of the Air Force, which I think put dirt on the Air Force's name for a little while. I think it was too much.
Mm.
But, they had a whole partake in that. Hawaii Mike, Clark, Udi, my man DJ M's, ill sneaker collection.
Stash.
M's, Stash. Of course, it was all involved. But I mean, picking the top 25 Air Forces and all this bullshit.
I remember hearing that
story.
Yeah,
they reached out to me. I did one of the episodes one time.
Who was the one guy who liked mids and there was a big argument about that?
Oh, Grandmaster Cass.
Yeah.
Cass. To this day, if I see Cass, if you got mids on your feet, we fight.
I want to talk about Stash. Real quick, legendary graffiti writer. I need to hear the story from you.
I got a Stash story.
I know. The time you tried to buy out his entire collection. Is that right?
Yeah, you almost got arrested in the process or something like that?
I got a Stash story.
Let's hear it.
Yo. Shout to Stash, who I love now, but I wanted to, Stash is another one. And when I tell you that, you can't curb me like that because I'm from the Bronx and everybody thinks that I'm this crazy arrogant dude, but it's my upbringing.
Has he ever feared for his life?
I had him nervous that day. He would not come out of the office that day.
Tell us what happened with Stash.
So, me and my man, we're going to remain nameless. I ain't going to put him out there. I heard Stash was selling his shoes. Some flunky of Stash hit me up and was like, yo, Stash is selling his shit, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. I said, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
I called my man because I didn't have all the cash on me. I called my man. I said, yo, you got some money on you? He was like, yeah. Long story short, we had 80,000 on us. 80,000, 90,000. Cash. Mm-hmm. Cash. We had it on us in the car. Cash. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Right? So we go see him. And I'm like, there's no way in the world he's going to tell me no. So Shorty's politicking the whole thing. Yeah, he's going to sell you some stuff. Now, I know it's Undefeated Fours there. Boom, boom, boom. My man's like, yo, give me all the SBs. I'm going to flip all the SBs. We can keep the rest.
What year is this?
Damn, I don't even remember, man. When Stash sold his shit.
It's 2010 or something like that?
Nah, it was before that.
2006?
I just want to contextualize how much everything's worth and,
We had Escalade, so it was one of them years. But,
okay.
I know we had Escalade. We was deep in Escalade. I don't remember whether it was my Escalade or his, but we was deep in Escalade. We had a Cadillac Escalade, big joint too, because we wanted to pack the whole shit up. I thought I was taking anything. Like you could, there's no way in the world I wasn't walking out of there with every shoe.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, it's crazy. So, we get there and he's upstairs. You know, Stash had you've been to the spot in Williamsburg, whatever that shit. So he had the spot and he wasn't coming out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboy's still trying to tell us, yo. I'm like, yo, my man, I got like $90,000 on me. I'm walking out of here with something, mm-hmm. and Stash won't come out. And then he had this other dude with him, some white boy that thought he was tough. And dude would come out and was like, yo, Stash ain't taking no meetings right now. I'm like, yo, suck my dick. Nope. Fuck wrong with you. Okay. Excuse me, ladies. I'm sorry, but I got to tell the story the way it is. Okay. There's ladies in the room, but I had to tell the story the way it is.
Fair.
So I get mad, and then Stash never come out. And my man's like, yo. I said, you know what? I'm going to give him a minute to think about it. I'm going to go get something to eat. So we go to Peter Luger's to get something to eat. Right, me and my man. As we go to Peter Luger's, I get pulled over. I got the 90 clip right in front on the side of my lap. I got 90,000. I got 9 bands wrapped up in 10 spots, in 10 clips. Boom, 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 right there on the side of the Escalade. So I take my, I think I have my hoodie on my hat. I took it off and put it right there, and I'm just, the officer pulls us over. I keep a PBA card on me, so, you know, that work. Police Benevolent Association.
You don't know that? Do you drive?
I don't run with police like that, but go on.
I don't roll with you, watch your mouth. Bro. Yeah, don't get stabbed.
He'll try.
He got yelled at last week. Yeah. Don't get stabbed.
Talk to
you know what I'm saying?
Talk to me.
I got friends in the police department that watch your mouth, though. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to do that.
PBA card, right? if you get jammed up, you flash
that. It's like your get-out-of-jail-free
pass. It's not a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's a get-out-of-ticket-free card.
Okay, don't go to jail.
Don't give me a seatbelt ticket or don't give me a talking-on-the-phone ticket because my man works for the department.
Yes.
That's one of those.
90 clip in the Escalade.
Don't change the subject and get stabbed either. So the 90 clip.
You got a long way to go, baby.
I'm Puerto Rican. I keep a knife. It's a knife next to the 20, just so you know. So I got the 90 clip right there, and my man cool as a cucumber because this shit happens to him all the time, right? So I get pulled over, nothing happens, boom, we go to Peter Luger's. I spent like $200 on Peter Luger's eating, so I'm already mad now at that. We go back to Stash, and then the dude is like, yo, I don't think Stash want to sell anything. Now I'm staring at Eminem Force, like they're staring at me, like in my face. I'm salivating.
And that sneaker now alone is worth what, $30,000.
So what it's was worth the 50 now?
What was the hesitation of him? He didn't want to actually sell it. He was afraid.
He told me that day he just wasn't. But I spoke to him afterwards. We did panels together. We talked and all that. He's my homie. Like he's my man. And for some reason that day he said, I just didn't feel like I didn't want to work that day. I didn't want to do nothing. I'm like, yo, bruh. I was going to leave you to 90 and go back home and get whatever else you wanted because I knew 90 wasn't enough.
Okay.
For how many pairs?
I was taking everything. It had to be like 400 or 500 pair.
Yeah.
And then
I'm talking
heat.
I'm talking Flams. Wow. I'm talking Eminem 4s. I'm talking Undefeateds. I'm talking, what's the other joints that came out with the Parises that time?
London's.
I'm talking all that.
But then also, this is also too probably all his personal pairs.
His Air Forces, his Stash.
His personal pairs.
Stash is a guy who's done a lot of Nikes himself, so he has all that
NYC
stuff.
The NYC box, the London box with the Air Force. I was going nuts.
So how did it end that you finally left?
I just got mad and left. I said, yo, if I ever see this motherfucker again, I'm going to put my hands on him. Mm-hmm. And that was that, but it never panned out.
Threatened to shoot him and all that sort of stuff.
I don't get told no much. I was mad.
So, how did you become like the sneaker guy in New York where everyone's holding you down, like at all those shops?
I don't know.
Is this something you were trying to work towards?
Had something to do with the gun.
No, it did not have nothing to do with the gun. Shout to A-Life. No, it did not have nothing to do with the
gun. Whoa.
Nah.
Shout to A-Life?
So I'm one of these guys, like my word. If I say something, again, you guys, I'm new to a friendship with you two guys,
and I
love you two guys. You guys are super cool. I already told y'all that after you had me on the show. I remember I sent y'all a warm, heartened DM of how I really fuck with y'all because you guys are cool.
I shed a tear.
Right. No, you didn't. I know, and I know La Puma for a while. I fuck with Joe. Even though I wanted to strangle him too, I fuck with him for real. Like, I hurt somebody for Joe, like, for
appreciate
real.
Appreciate you, brother.
So it's just one of those, I'm losing my train of thought here.
Just how you became a sneaker guy in New York and well-respected, basically.
If you ask me to do something, I'm going to do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to walk into these stores all the time and buy kicks
and
be like, yo, I'm your number one. I'm telling you now, whatever comes, hit me. I'm buying.
Mm-hmm.
And once you tell me that, I hold you to face value for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that with training camp. I was good. You know, the workers there would call me when stuff came in.
Mm-hmm.
They would pay you, whatever it was at that time, two-way you. A-Life was super cool with me for that. You know, years down later, we became super friends, and I helped them out for years. Tom, Dick, and Harry's in Brooklyn and in Harlem. Like, I used to go to Brooklyn and buy stuff in Brooklyn, and Tom, Dick, and Harry's, and the owner, Mark, would be like, yo, man, are you going back to Harlem? I'm like, yeah. He was like, yo, we got some specials that we got to take back to 106th Street. You mind taking them for me? Yo, load up my truck, big ass. Yeah.
you were just transporting.
Yeah, you holding me there? Mind you, I'm getting money at this time. I'm pulling up, you know what I'm saying, in the truck, bang, bang, bang. Yo, man, you want to do me a favor? Sure, load them up. Mm. I would do that for them. So, you know, I would always get held down, little favors, and if they ever needed something in return. Like, somebody tried to front on them on 106th Street store, 106th and 3rd Avenue. Somebody tried to front on them. And I got a phone call, like, yo, somebody in there trying to yell at Mark, and they flipping, turning shit over. I pull up, like, yo, what up? Who? Him? Yo, money, come here. Mm. Bang! Headbutt him in his head. Yo, get the fuck up out of here.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was those situations. So that got to hold me down for years. I lived in the Bronx close to Dr. J's. Mm-hmm. They used to hold me down. And at that time, nobody was it wasn't really into, like, you know,
people weren't sweating them as much, right?
Jordans were getting sold on Wednesdays, B. Yeah. Yeah. And then they changed it to Saturdays because kids was cutting school.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
I would leave school, do what I'm doing, go catch a Foot Locker before the store closed, go catch a store Dr. J's before the store closed, go catch a, you know what I'm saying, just buy the shoes and go. It was never on it like that. When it did get that way, though, I reminded everybody nicely
what
I've done for them in the past.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fast forward 2001, I got arrested in 2001. 2003, I'm fighting my case. I go to jail. I'm calling stores from jail. Yes. I'm calling Tom, Dick, and Harry. He's like, yo, what y'all got? Yo, Mayor, we got these white and red Air Forces. They came in, these white and orange joints. Yo, my little brother coming to get them.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, they bugging. Like, ain't you locked up? Yeah, it's cool. My little brother coming to get them. He go get my shoes for me, hold them. You know what I'm saying? Run up a tab. And, you know, I pay everybody when I came home. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, nah, so I've been doing this shit forever, ever, ever, ever. Like, this sneaker shit is for real. So it's crazy because I became the sneaker guy, and I tell the story the same way all the time, but it's such a genuine story. I'm not a rapper. Mm-hmm. I'm not a celebrity. I'm not a DJ. You know, I didn't have the graffiti skills, the stash of Futura had. Mm-hmm. That's probably why I never had a collab, because I came up in a bubble where there was so many people around them.
Right.
And I'm just a dude who has shoes and was actually getting seeded shoes by brands way before social media. Nike was sending me shit before social media because I was the cool criminal motherfucker with the club. I had a nightclub back in the days, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had my hands in so much of shit. I'm in the strip clubs all day running around before when you was give a chick 20 singles, she loved you. Now you got to throw thousands of dollars and make it rain.
Is that the key?
I make it drizzle, my brother. I never made it rain in my life.
What happens when someone doesn't hold you down on a pair of sneakers?
There's a rumor one time that this kid didn't hold me down for a pair of sneakers and gave a pair to Bow Wow, gave my size to Bow Wow.
Uh-oh.
And I pulled up to the place and I said something like, yo, like, you know I was coming to get the shoe. Why would you sell it to Bow Wow? And something slick came out his mouth. And the last thing I remember was everybody pulling me off of him, and he was purple, literally gasping for his life. I had him up in the air like this. My hands were shaking.
What shoe was this?
It was like a Jordan 3 or something.
Someone in New York?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody in New York. I'll tell you off camera.
Turned him purple.
He might tell you the story better.
If you're the person, leave it in the comments, please.
Yo, he's dark as Greg Street. And I had him purple. Like,
purple was, like a pair of Air Max BW Persian Violet.
Like the Charles Barkley CB4 joints. Yeah. Like, he was
purple like the beanie that Brendan's wearing right now.
How many purple jokes, but okay.
He was purple. Like, he was just
looking
dark.
Like Grimace.
And I remember Bow Wow security had one arm, and I was just choking the shit out of the dude. And I let him go. But I was like, yo, that's, you can't do that. I wouldn't have got mad if you called me and told me you sold the shoe. I drove down there to go pick it up.
Got it.
That's what...
He wasted your time.
How many people in sneaker culture throughout the years do you think you've threatened? Hundreds?
Threatened or actually done harm? Because I don't like threatening people.
Either or.
A lot.
And why do you think that is? Do you think that because you navigated being hated?
But it's not because of sneakers. It's just the person that I am.
Okay, that's
tell me you're going to do something and you don't do it. It's the same way. You could tell me, your mayor, I got 9 bags of popcorn here for you, and I got 9 of my friends waiting, and I get here, it's only 7. I might slap the shit out of you because I look like a fool to everybody else.
Okay, so I actually wanted to know that if you found that the sneaker quote-unquote community you had more kind of conflict with than anyone else that you dealt with in life, or that's kind of just
me.
Yeah.
It's me. Like, I'm one of those guys. Like, it's me. It could be any little thing. It could be sometimes it's sneaker related because that's what everybody knows me for.
Right.
But they know me on the block as well from being, like, I didn't get the name Mayor for nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was a bit of a problem solver in the neighborhood when, you know, people had problems. I knew this dude. I knew that dude. They hated each other. I'm like, yo, I'm not going to stop fucking with you because of him or vice versa. And
how did you navigate your personality within, you know, this business? You get invited to events. You get invited to, like, headquarters and things like that. Do you ever?
I know how to behave.
I know, but do you ever think? Do you have you ever like lost opportunities? Do you think for having kind of like, like your persona?
I think everybody's persona of me until they get to know me is to love me, mm-hmm. obviously. And you guys, if I'm saying for something sure. wrong, no, no. stop me.
For sure,
I can attest to that.
Same here.
You know what I'm saying? You know, to know me is to love me. So everybody got this thing. Yo, he's crazy. He's retarded. You know, he does this. He does that. He done shot people before. He done did this. He done did that. I'm like, yo, bro, it's not. I'm a person, man. Mm-hmm. I'm a real person. And like I said, when you get to know me, it's different. It's always the old shit effect with everybody. Yo, I didn't know you was that cool.
Right. And we've had like multiple conversations in the last like 6 months, and we've got to chop it up. And I definitely think that you are still the same mayor, but you also have kind of let go of that a little bit. And even yesterday when we were talking on set, you were like, you know, sometimes I used to think like I was owed things, and now I won't reach out. And because like I used to get so kind of offended if people didn't hold you down. And I feel like some of that is gone now.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it goes to, and to answer your question earlier, like I'm just a person in general. So if people say like, let me get it all into a nutshell. Mm-hmm. I used to meet people at Nike, and the first thing they would tell me is, yo, here's my card. Call me if you need something. Mm-hmm. And my response was, yo, don't tell me that unless you mean it, because I'm going to call you.
Right.
I'm a sneaker dude. If you work in a department and you can get me something that I want, I'm going to ask. Mm-hmm. I'm not shy.
Yeah.
Never been shy. I'll pay for it. If you're telling me you don't have it and it's coming out on this certain day, fine. I don't have to be first as long as I get it. Right? You can't tell. And Clark used to warn people. And my man Will Eberhardt, that used to work for Nike.
Yeah.
He used to be like, yo, don't give him that card unless you're serious, man. Like, don't. Because I'm going to ask. Don't offer something. Because if I offer something, if I hit you and be like, yo, Brendan, you got a problem? Hit me, man. Let me know.
Right.
You need something, like, God forbid something happens and you stuck somewhere and your ATM card ain't working.
I need the PBA card.
Whatever, your mayor, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, my card ain't working. I'm in Jersey. Can I borrow $100? I'm on my way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm on my way.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, it's just the way I am. Like, y'all paid people's Nike accounts.
Stores.
Yes.
Stores owed Nike money.
What store? And you've mentioned that. That's a good.
I've mentioned this.
Yeah, like, because, you know, where we have the stories that we just, you know, you shopping and kind of like giving back to these stores in retail all over the city. But you did
I've
say
done that.
That
I pay rents in the hood. Yeah, I've you done did so say
what? What kind of stores were you involved with, and that you kind of helped keep afloat?
So you guys spoke to Mike Packer a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Mike Packer, one of the most genuine people in the world.
Love Mike.
And how did I meet Mike? I almost killed his ass one day.
What?
True story. I was going. Yeah, Mike Packer pissed me off. No, I can't tell the story. It's too deep.
You almost killed Mike Packer?
It's too deep. I wanted to kill him. Yeah, like Mike Packer pissed me off one day. Mike Packer and Chris Vidal had me so mad one day.
What can you tell us?
Wow, two former podcast guests.
Yeah, tell us. Well, Chris shouted me out that day. Okay. You know what's funny? I just spoke.
Make sure Kevin isn't Kevin on my level.
I just spoke to Chris Vidal the other day for the first time in a long time.
Can you tell us how they pissed you off?
And mind you, I really don't want to get into that because it's a little I was angry on site when I see you, it was over. And Packer's not built for that. And now he's one of my best friends.
That's great.
But that's just me. You can't tell me you're going to do something, or mm-hmm. you can't fuck me over, or you can't lie to me, and I find out.
This is like a real Sopranos episode.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm not Italian. I'm only half Italian.
But yeah, so basically funding some of these iconic stores.
So Packer had a nice little run with A-Life. They did the merger of, you know, Packer. Yep. Before Packer got there, I kept A-Life open for like 6 years.
Mm.
I kept them open. I paid their Nike bill.
Right.
I lent them working capital. Right. I made money on the deals. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not a fool. I made money. Like, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But I mean, like, if it wasn't for me, A-Life wouldn't have been open.
Mm.
This is a fact. You can ask Trey.
Yeah.
You ain't talk to anybody else. You can talk to Benjamin Trey Hill. Like, Trey's my man. Like,
yeah,
Trey will tell you.
We had him on full size.
How much was it support of a store like that versus an investment?
It was actually a friend first because that day that I told Trey, I'm going to be your number one customer, Trey had never not called me whenever a shoe came out. Trey had never not held me down when he was the man and Nike releases was coming in. I did the Questlove event.
Yeah.
Mm.
Nike was scared to bring the Questlove Gold Toes there because there was 500 people online. They were savages outside, ready to go crazy. I threw them shits in my R500 with the Nike people, pulled up to the spot and was like, yo, this is what y'all looking for?
And ironic
and they sold eight pair, only seven pair because I kept one, but they sold eight pair, they sold seven, it was seven pair of gold toes in that 100 pair that they had. And the line was outside, everything went smooth, nobody disrespected me, so Nike was like this, oh shit. Like they were scared.
Yeah.
They were scared to come. Josh Porter was the guy, he was like, yo, man, how I'm getting these shits down here? I was like, come on, put them in my car.
And it's ironic because it was that Nike relationship with A-Life that eventually put them in rocky times, right?
Yeah. So like I said, you know, I got them their first bag for they wasn't getting marketing dollars out of Nike. I made Nike pay for that Questlove event. I hit the guy that was in charge of the budget, Josh Porter, who was doing the seating in New York and running New York. I said, yo, this shit is dope. Pay Questlove to DJ his own event.
Yo, speaking of events, I remember you telling the story about you had like $1,000 Anaconda or like Crocodile Air Force, made in Italy Air Force Ones.
The brown ones?
Yeah, and you tried showing up to a club in those, and they were like, you can't get into the club. You got sneakers on.
That shit was crazy. Now you wear sweatpants. Now if you don't have on sweatpants and sneakers, you look whack.
Yep.
Right? I pulled up. Now, mind you, I had my club at that time, too. I forgot the club that I pulled up to. I pulled up to a club one day. I had on the brown ones or the white ones. I forgot.
And the $1,000 made in Italy shoes.
Yeah.
And I'm looking, you know, I'm a fly guy. So mm-hmm. I'm looking right. I step into the spot. Homeboy's like, yo, no sneakers. What the fuck you talking to? He was like, yo, it's no sneakers, fam. I'm like, yo, my man, I got on $1,000 pair of sneakers, which is probably more expensive than anybody else's fucking shoes that walked in this door, and you telling me I can't come in? I'm going to give you a few minutes to think about that. I'm going to step to the side. You know what I'm saying? And then I used to own a nightclub, so I know every bouncer in New York. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'm going to see somebody that I know in the club.
Right.
Might have been Fish. I seen one of my mans, and they was like, yo, man, what's up? I said, yo, your man talking about I can't get in. So I'm figuring out whether I'm going to stomp his face in with my $1,000 sneakers on or without them. But either way, you're getting a mud hole stomped in him.
Leave the Air Force One pivot point on his cheek.
So, long story short, I got in. You know what I'm saying? So,
is that guy okay?
He cool.
Did he keep his job?
I don't know what he's doing right now.
Did he keep his job?
He made it through the night.
Kept his teeth, too?
Yeah, I ain't had to do nothing. I got in.
What's the diciest situation you've ever been in over sneakers?
Over sneakers? Yeah. Nothing. Ain't no dicey over sneakers. Nah.
No?
Nah, I ain't never had to beat nobody up over sneakers.
It was always business, right?
Yeah, like, I ain't never had, I've been in some situations, man. I done been shot at. I got stabbed in my shin. Jeez. Feel that one. That's worse than getting shot.
You just said you choked someone out over
them. I didn't choke them out over the sneakers. I choked them out over making me come down there for nothing. If you would have wasted my time, if you told me you got something for me, whatever. Say, yo, I got a pair of Miri jeans for you, which I never wear because I'm too fat. But say you got a pair of Miri jeans, and then I get there, and you be like, yo, I sold them to somebody. You just made me drive 45 minutes to see your face? What the fuck I want to see your face for? You know what I'm saying? It's a choke out.
That's automatic choke.
You'd rather get choked than headbutt it. And I bite too, so.
Yeah, you seem like you have an arsenal of moves. Nah, headbutt.
I bite.
It's like a Street Fighter character.
I got a funny story. All-Star Weekend.
What year?
Orlando.
Okay.
Was it Orlando? 2012. That was when the Galaxies came
out. Yes, sir. 2012.
Right. Yeah, so Orlando. I get to Orlando. That's when Nike's working with their partners, Foot Locker and all of them. The line is around the corner. Rumor has it that one of the cops put a pair of sneakers on the ground and said, whoever gets here first can get online first. And there was a whole melee in the parking lot. There was helicopters in the parking lot.
The helicopters, I remember that.
Yeah, it was a cop that started that whole thing, they said. Or so one of the security guards or one of the police officers from the thing started that whole melee, right? So I don't remember. But I know they was doing Galaxy socks. Nike was pressing the socks and all that.
I remember those.
So I got online. I didn't get online. I went up to the front of the line and saw Fish, my man Fish, the bouncer, the big bouncer, AJ. And all, you know all the Nike security, AJ and all of them, and Fish.
And
Fab and all of them. So why are you rushing me?
I'm not.
You're getting real loose today. Yeah, you're getting real loose today.
I'm not rushing you.
I'm only fucking with you because I heard Clark plucked with
you got
a headbutt.
Yeah, so I go to the front and I'm like, yo, Fish, I need like 10 pair of socks. My whole family calling me for socks. All my friends calling me for socks. I need like 10 pair of socks. Some kid on the line was like, yo, man, fuck that. I've been online since 9 o'clock this morning. Boy. I turned around. I said, who you talking to? He said, I'm talking to you.
Oh, boy.
I said, yo, step off the line. He ain't want to step off the line. I said, yo, Fish, tell a motherfucker to step off the line because I'm going to slap the shit out of him here or I'm going to slap him around the corner. But either way, he's not walking without getting the shit slapped out of him. I said, this word to my daughter, I'm slapping the shit out of you. So there's no coming back from it.
Right.
So now you got no choice. He won't leave. So I make it seem like everything is dead. So I walk in. He's still talking under his breath. I buy like 10, 15 pair of socks. I'm talking to the people. My man Errol's the one that does the socks.
Errol Andam.
Yes, he no longer works for Nike. My man Errol. I call him Lil Pacquiao. Lil Errol, who, by the way, got the illest.
Oh, yeah.
Rumor has it that if you ever made it to Portland, he will open up his cage and say, yo, you got 2 minutes.
I know about that.
And start grabbing. I did that a few times. Right? So I'm chilling. I'm watching. It's like 35 minutes later, the line still ain't open. So I'm talking to the, I'm being super nice to the corporate people. Hey, how
inside
you doing?
Inside the store.
Yeah, this would be great. Maybe we could bring you out for a Foot Locker event. Sure. I pitched the idea.
Mayor's a really nice guy.
I pitched the idea to where, hey, maybe I could work the register one day. Everybody saves $5, blah, blah, blah. They loved it. They was eating out of my hands. We all walked out together. Sun is in the middle of the line. I turned around, pow, slapped the shit out of him. He did a 360 and fell.
Oh, no.
His head hit the railing.
No.
And I just kept my in front of the Foot Locker people. Yo, they looked at me like it was like, yo, what the
well,
fuck?
Well, maybe security.
No.
Yo, like, we're head, never working with
and,
you again.
And Fish looked at the guy and was like, I told you to get off the line, bro.
His head hit the railing?
Yeah, I hit him so hard that when he spun, his head hit the railing.
Now you know, I understand this because you felt like the guy disrespected you. But do you feel like in a situation like that, some kid who waited 3 days, he hasn't showered, and you just rolled up, do you understand the position he's in?
I get it, but you know what? I earned that. There's people that have done that before me. I mean, shit. If I'm walking into a club,
right,
and Lorenz Tate walks, because it's happened one time, that's why I say Lorenz Tate. Lorenz Tate walks in front of me, and the bouncer's like, yo, hold up, he got to get in. I understand. Yeah. I walked into the Nike event. We walked into Mercer one day for Mercer's grand opening party. I'm about to walk in. This same bouncer that I'm talking about, who's my man?
Fish.
Fish hit me with the long arm of the law. Like, yo, hold up. Serena, Spike, and Federer got to get in.
Okay.
Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
So it happens. Can't get mad at that.
But
there's 30,000 pair of socks in there. You're going to get your socks, bro. Don't get mad.
I just mean, do you ever like reflect on it? Like, it's been so long since you've had to be in the position of that kid.
I never was in a position of that kid.
You know what I mean?
I never got on a line.
Because I don't ever want to be like.
But see, that didn't exist to me, Brandon. I'm different. It never, the line shit never existed to me, so it means nothing to me. That's never a part of my culture.
Yeah.
Waiting online for shoes was never a part of my culture.
Yeah.
It didn't exist to me, so I never let it affect me either way, shape, or form. I walked in the House of Hoops for the Nike, the New York Yankee LeBron 5, whatever that was. It was 5,000 kids online. I walked right to the front. The bouncer was like, yo, I can't let you in. I said, get the fuck out my way. I got out my way. I bought my shoes and walked back out. But in the same token, I've pulled up the House of Hoops when Kors released the Air Max 90, and Nike seeded me like 15 pair.
Stop.
I pulled up to the House of Hoop line, started throwing them shits up in the air, never kept one pair.
See, I appreciate that because I feel like
that's me being nice, but I don't have to be nice or I didn't have to. Again, this is not me being, it's just that part of the culture never existed to me.
You never had to do that.
I don't know what lines are.
Also, do you think you would do that now, 2020?
What? Just, not wait online?
No,
I still don't. I still walk in the store.
Would you get yourself in those situations today?
I'm a man first. If anybody tries to disrespect me, I'm putting hands on you, no matter what the situation is.
But it doesn't seem recently like any of that stuff has happened.
No. I get the kids online now, like, yo, that's fucked up, man. You know, I've been waiting here for 2 days. I'm like, ain't my fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, or I'll walk out of the store and they'll be like, they online for a shoe that's coming out tomorrow.
Right,
right.
And I walk in the door and I walk out with a bag. And I purposely double bag it so you can't see it. So they think I walked out of Mercer, out of a Nike door with the shoe that doesn't come out till tomorrow. And they'll start talking under their breath and they'll see the bag doubled up and they'll be like, yo, why you hiding it?
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I'm like, you stupid motherfuckers, a pair of white Air Force.
You're trolling them.
How stupid you feel, you dumb motherfuckers, a pair of white Air Force. Just put it back in the bag, get my car and drive off.
How
the kids are used to it, though. They know it's me. My other line to the kids is, yo, whether I'm there or not, you're not getting that size 9, so it don't make a difference.
People know you for on the internet, you know, besides all of these crazy tales, is how big your sneaker collection is. I think that that's kind of where a lot of people found out about who's mayor, right?
And it which was I hate, by the way.
But how big would you say your sneaker collection is? How many pairs? How much is it worth?
I stopped counting at 3,600. You've been to my house. You've been to both my houses. You've actually seen what it was.
I haven't been to your house.
You can come whenever you want. You can come this weekend. Lunch is on me. I'll even send an Uber for you because I know you. Because Reebok ain't give you the money yet. None of your cheap ass ain't spending $1.
Yet.
So.
Not yet.
Yo, Uber. Reebok, cut that fucking check, be for real, because I get 10%.
Uber pool.
I'm taking 10%. So, so you've been to the house.
Yeah.
So you actually saw it. You got to see all the old shit.
But for the people who are listening who don't know.
No, but that's what I'm saying. So you got to see what it is. So I've been doing this for so long. The pictures don't do my room no justice. You know what I'm saying? So like, I have almost 4,000 pair of sneakers. There's also a storage unit that I have full of sneakers as well. And then there's the other house that I live in now. Like, I got to have 4,000 pair of sneakers.
You got 24-hour security.
Yeah.
Look at the Fed. Yeah. He's a Fed.
You got the cameras.
I got cameras
up.
In every room. I got cameras in the sneaker room. I got alarm systems. I got a blanket insurance on the room. Yeah, I got all
that. How much is that? Would you value it at?
The blanket insurance is $1 million on one room. The blanket insurance is worth more than a house.
How obsessive are you? Like, would you know if one thing was missing? Like, sometimes I don't know what I own, and I'm trying to get rid of a lot of shoes right now, so I dig through stuff, and I'm like, why the fuck did I buy this? You
I
know everything?
99%. I got stumped yesterday.
What was it?
I was doing an event. I did a paid event yesterday. Yeah. You know, shout the Complex for looking out for me. Can't speak on what it is yet, right? Yeah. So I was looking.
I did it too, just for the record.
Yeah. I got more than you did.
I believe that.
I got a lot more than you did.
I believe that.
I got a whole lot more than you did. Look, and Wealthy knows. That's all Wealthy what I got. Because I don't lie. So I was looking for a certain shoe. Mm-hmm. Can I say the shoe I was looking for to wear or no?
Yes.
I was looking for Packers Ultra Boost. Shout out to Mike Packer. I wanted to wear Packers Ultra Boost to this event. And I didn't sleep the night before, so I was up at 4:30 in the morning. I take a shower.
He went to Walmart at 2:30.
I went to Walmart to get toothpaste, right? Don't ask me. I still had three things of toothpaste left, but I just like to have a whole bunch of shit. It's like sneakers. I got to have a lot. Yep. So I went to go buy toothpaste in Walmart. So I couldn't sleep. I took a shower. I'm getting dressed. I'm like, all right, I'm wearing this all black sweatsuit because the company wanted to dress me in their brand. And I'm like, yo, no. I'm wearing it all. I know how to do this. I got custom black sweatsuits for events just like this. Mm-hmm. I wear all black, no name brand. Boom. So I'm looking for these pack of shoes because they pop. The colors on them pop. That Ultra Boost is dope.
Yeah.
Yo, for the life of me, I couldn't find them shoes. And this is in my small sneaker room. This is a sneaker room that only got 500 pair. Not
the small one only pair. Has 500.
Yeah. Right. So you've seen it. Yeah. Right? And I'm like, I'm looking for that. I thought it was up top. And I'm looking for this shoe. And I'm like, yo, I know I didn't move it to my daughter's house because I did move a few shoes, but I'm 99% sure I didn't move it. And I'm like, yo, somebody stole my fucking shoe? And I got pissed off, and I wound up having to wear the nice kicks.
The
Woodstock, whatever them shits are.
Yeah. Wealthy's favorite shoe.
Speaking of you.
That's your favorite shoe? It's a dope shoe.
No, it's a joke.
Oh, you don't like the shoe?
No, they always bust my balls about it.
You do wear some ugly ass Adidas all the time.
Get them.
That's not true.
I have a pair of Adidas you would love. That Crooked Tongues joint from China. I got to find that for you. If you wore my size, I'll get it to you.
You talked about, you know, someone stole your shoes. I remember you were talking about you stole a pair of shoes from LeBron James. You were telling me that.
What is that story? I didn't hear about that.
Damn.
That's fucked up. Yeah, you can't.
Is this snitching?
Yeah, you just told on me, bro. Damn. Shit.
Is there
Where's the PBA card?
PBA card. It's over. It's been 100 years. All right, cool. Check this out. I have maybe three pairs of sneakers in my whole collection that's not my size. One of them just happens to be a Hyperfuse LeBron 7.
Okay. It's LeBron 7, one of your favorite sneakers, too, for the people who don't
know. One of my most favorite, I think it's the second greatest basketball shoe ever created. First being the Air Revolution. My knees are cracking. That's how you know you're old. damn, this shit is embarrassing. We're in Dallas. It's the year they opened up Jerry's World.
Okay.
Cowboy Stadium. Mm-hmm. It was All-Star Weekend in Dallas. Yeah. A lot of people didn't make it out because Dallas had snow that year. Don't ask me how. And the airports are not built for snow.
Of course.
They don't have nothing. They throw sand on the ground when it snows out there. Like, they don't have no heated runways, so a lot of people's flights didn't make it out. I made it out. 1 inch of snow. People ain't driving. I rented a fucking Yukon Denali. I'm driving that shit through the snow like I'm doing donuts in the middle of the fucking street in Dallas. Right? So we hanging out. There was a practice. They did something in Jerry's World.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was either Jerry's World or we was in Dallas Mavericks Arena. I forgot what it was. The dunk contest was in one of them places. I don't remember. I know the game was in the Dallas Arena. I don't remember if the dunk contest was set up at Jerry's World. I don't remember. But LeBron James was going to be in the dunk contest that year.
Wow.
He was going to wear a Larry Nance jersey to honor Larry Nance, you know, the dunk champion. And they made him this Hyperfuse LeBron. So maybe three or four pair were made. He was going to practice in that pair. Mm-hmm. He was going to warm up and practice. He decided not to play, not to do the dunk contest. The pair of shoes was sitting there. I grabbed them shits, got them shits in my arm. I'm like, ha ha, he he. I start walking towards the elevator. I turn back around again, ha ha, he he, shaking my hand up in the air with the shoe. I get closer to the elevator. Ha ha, he he. Nobody said nothing. Fuck y'all. I got on the elevator. I went downstairs. I jumped in the motherfucking truck. My man Sam Colt was with me. This dude, this old ass sneaker dude from Texas. He got like, looked like Wolfman Jack. He got the old beard, the old coolest okay. dude. He looked like 70-year-old sneakerhead, for real. He got to be like 70 now. At that time, he was like 60. Ill sneaker dude, right? I asked him where there was a FedEx. He drove me to a FedEx, and I sent them shits home.
Wow. Same right off the spot.
I ain't want to get the phone call. Like, yo, where the shoes? Them shits gone, B.
Did you ever get the phone call?
Nah, never.
What other?
There's two things I stole from Nike. I never got the phone call. I walked out of Nike headquarters one day, one of them folded Nike chairs that said NYC. I literally just took the shit and walked out the hell. Nobody.
Yeah, but you also said you were stealing like the try on shoes from like 21 Mercer and
that
all that.
That don't count. That wasn't stealing because the managers were there and I'm like, yo, I'm taking these shits. Fuck y'all. Yo, Mayor, you got to wait till the season's over. Fuck that. Whoever wants to try on a nine, let them try on a nine and a half.
Speaking,
that's not stealing.
We could spend days on your collection, but some pairs are just insanely rare. Obviously, sneaker shopping. I'm in the consignment stores all the time.
I'm not talking to you about rare sneakers because you won't have me on sneaker shopping, Joe.
The Derek Jeter
11s. I don't have them.
Yes, we do.
I have the low tops.
No, the Derek Jeter 11s, friends and family.
Shout out to Derek Jeter for getting in the Hall of Fame. And fuck that motherfucker that didn't give him the fucking 377 vote.
The only
you sack of shit.
The one vote.
Your asshole should clog.
Okay.
You know what? Only two people in the world are going unanimous would have been Mariano and Derek Jeter. Fuck out of here.
He should have been unanimous.
I'll slap the shit out of him. I ever see him. Find out who did it. I'm slapping him.
How do you get a shoe like that? And what do you think?
It's a $50,000 shoe.
It cost me shit. It is the most expensive shoe. How do you get a shoe like that?
All right, bust this. Person's going to remain nameless. Sorry, y'all. I don't do that.
Okay.
I got a phone call one day from somebody in Portland who I harass.
Still to this day.
Yeah, but I call to say hi. So now don't get it. I'm going to teach y'all something. 101. Okay. When those people from Nike do give you their phone numbers and do all that bullshit, yo, check in. Say hello. Mm-hmm. Just check on them for no reason.
Yes.
It works. Call your Reebok people up.
How your kids doing?
Pick your Reebok people. Yo, all that. Yeah. All that. You see them in the spot, pick up the fucking tab. Mm-hmm. It helps. Mm-hmm. Right? So I used to call a guy to check on them, but in the same token, yo, you know, if you feel like sending something my way, holler at me. I am a sample size, you know. Right, so you get those phone calls. So I called a guy for like 3 weeks straight just to say what's up, breaking his balls. I saw something. Maybe Clark posted something. Maybe Joe posted. Matter of fact, here we go. I think Joe posted the UNC Jordan 3 or the Georgetown one.
Okay.
And I said, you motherfucker. It might have been that shoe.
Fat Joe, not Joe LaPuma.
No, not Joe LaPuma. Joe ain't getting shit like that.
I don't have either of those.
If Joe getting shit like that, now I'm going to get jealous.
I don't have either of those.
You know what I'm saying? So now Joe's popping. Joe got some shit. Joe got a Rolex. Three of them. Yeah, you got... Tell me I'm lying. You ain't got three votes? You got four?
Four.
Oh, all right. You're so humble.
So humble.
How much you made last year?
Keep going. Keep going.
Right. You ain't going to answer the question?
Nope.
Can I interview you, please?
Maybe one day.
You whack. How about you go sneaker shopping and I interview you?
Last episode.
And I'll pay for the shoes.
Last episode.
All right. Bet. You heard that, right? We're going to do that. So I'm harassing the dude. It might have been that shoe. It might have been something before that. But either Clark or Joe posted something and I got mad. And the begging came out of me. Like, yo, this is some bullshit. I'm getting tired of these motherfuckers shining on me. 4 or 5 weeks go by. I get the phone call. You got a box coming your way. I swear to God, this is white. He might be Jewish. Little white guy. Yeah, he's not little. He's big. You're not supposed to read a message like this from a person. And the message looks nothing like what he would look like. Mm-hmm. He said, Joe, you're getting a box. I swear to God, if these shoes get posted within a year, you'll never get a shoe again.
Wow.
In that box is a Michigan Jordan 9, which I don't ever think the world has ever seen.
It's
a Michigan Jordan 9,
okay.
Along with the Michigan Jordan 9 boot, which is ugly as hell, which I gave away. The Colette Jordan 1.
Insanely rare.
Love
the
those.
The suit and tie Jordan 1.
Okay.
The Jeter.
Jeter 11, all suede with the number 2 on the back.
And a Craig Sager Jordan 1.
That's like a $250,000
that's
box.
Insane. So wait, when I wrote back,
I love you, I love your mother, I love your father, I love your unborn children, and nobody will see these shits for a year. And I didn't post them for a year.
But you were counting down the days.
Was that the best package you've ever...
Marking them
it
off
was
on
a year
calendar.
To the date where I got my off-white rug and I put all of them, and one day I went crazy. And I had to get and I have like a Sugar Ray Jordan signed by Ray Leonard or something. Mark McGrath? I said Sugar Ray Leonard. By Ray Allen. I got a Sugar Ray Jordan, whatever it is that I had posted that day too. But I went fucking ham.
Was that the best package you've ever received?
You were telling me too that you supposedly had a LeBron collaboration that never came out.
Yes. Yeah.
Talk about that.
I did a rendering for a LeBron 7. I was going to do a denim LeBron 7. My man Will Eberhardt was working for basketball at that time. Mm-hmm. And there's another dude that God didn't like me, dude from Chicago. I ain't going to mention his name. I ain't going to give him the clout. He the one that shut it down. But yo, my knees are really cracking. I had a LeBron 7 done. It was ill. It was like all white with the the K's like in the middle. It was all see-through with the fly wire mm-hmm, in it. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the shoe was denim. It was like denim hits on the tongue, denim hit on the frayed denim on the swoosh. The shit was ill. It was nuts. I never even got a sample back, but they cleaned up the rendering and the rendering came back and it was gonna rock. It was gonna be like some, we was gonna do some ill New York shit. And they shut it down. I wanted to cry. And then a year later, Clark came out with the LeBron 8 denim. And I think I cursed him out that day and told him to go fuck himself. But yeah.
You think he stole your idea?
No, he didn't.
That was a good one.
He didn't steal my idea. But I'm getting tired of that James Dean's reference because every time we was going to do a shoe together, I always wanted to do denim.
James Dean.
That denim came from me.
The James Dean reference is fire.
It's not. That's a bullshit. That's a bullshit reference.
Did you feel fronted on by...
Shout the clock.
Did you feel fronted on by Nike not making the shoe out? Or?
Back then, yes. Now, no. I didn't deserve a shoe. I don't deserve a shoe, man. I'm just a regular fucking guy from the Bronx. I'm a fucking career criminal who turned his life around.
Why?
I don't deserve a shoe. I got a Fila collab. Shout to Lou from Fila. I did a denim Fila.
Shout out to Louis Cologne.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice guy.
I don't think I deserve it. I really don't think. Back then, you couldn't tell me shit.
That's the difference. Back then, you always felt that you deserved it. Now, looking back, you just...
Nah, I don't deserve it. I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I get it all the time. Yo, where's your collab? Where's your collab? Yo, mm-hmm. Nike reached out to me, bro. I'd do it in 2 seconds, man. It came close. John Geiger wanted me to do a collab with him. I think Geiger really had their ear.
Really?
Yeah. I saw the email. I don't know how far it went, but Geiger BCC'd me on the email, and Geiger wanted to do an old school, new school Air Force One pack, and he wanted me to be the old school Air Force guy. And Nike said no, and I don't think he did it because of that.
Wow. Respect to him.
Nah, shout to Geiger, for real. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit. Like, he showed me the email, so I can't sit here and say he's lying. You know, I don't know how far it went after that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, you just said that you saw Fat Joe or Clark post the UNC threes and the Michigan threes or whatever. And
it was the Georgetown or the UNC, one or the other.
And like, are you still competitive with sneakers? Or is it only those guys that you're really competitive with?
There's no compete. Nobody can fuck with me.
Not
no, for real. No, I'm not, listen.
But it's still.
No, listen. There's dudes with better PE collections than me. There's dudes with better this. Like Dependable J got the LSP collection I've seen in my life,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
Now, my question is, legendary. And I always wanted to ask him this respectfully, no shade, because I think he's ill.
Yeah.
And he always showed me love. Although all those shoes his size, or he just collects PEs?
I would assume the latter, but I don't know. I'm like,
right. So, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. The shit is ill. Like, of, no, yeah. It's like
when
crazy.
When I see his shoe collection, when I see that sort of stuff, it almost reminds me of like a sports memorabilia collection.
Right. So that shit is ill. Right. But pound for pound, like whole collections, ain't nobody fucking with me for real. Stop. Come on, man. I got shoes older than these motherfuckers. Like, yeah. Nobody's fucking with me for real. They can't. Honestly, they can't.
Mayor, you mentioned that package.
You ask Clark who got a better collection, he's going to say me. But if you ask me the same thing, I'm going to say him. But I really do have a better collection than him. I can see my phone ringing right now.
You mentioned that package that Nike sent you, and the guy told you, I better not see these anywhere for a year. And eventually you were able to post them. Is there any stuff you have that you're not able to show ever or anything you're not supposed to have? That
I got shoes that'll get motherfuckers fired.
Really?
Even if they weren't fired, they'd be brought up on charges. It's not happening.
We're not snitching on anybody.
No.
We're not snitching
on anybody.
I'm not
even telling you the shoes, no.
But like...
No.
I'm trying to figure out like the safest way to Derek, like listen add. To
me. Well, I would just ask
you talking to the realest motherfucker in the game. The answer is no.
But I would just ask like more not more shady getting them than taking the LeBrons from All-Star Weekend.
No. Now the whole thing, there's no shadiness because my joints came from the director of the category at that time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's not like employees, you know, that whole shit Kyle Yamaguchi them got jammed up with. I never got a package from Fang Tay. I never got nothing. Mm. If Will Eberhardt gave me a basketball shoe, Yuron White, who's the director of the category, okayed me getting the shoe. Like Yuron would give me shoes and Will would be like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? You know he's gonna run to the net with these shits. Yuron's like, so fucking what? Why won't we take the look?
Are those shoes, can you wear them? Can you, like, just like the idea is so interesting of like a shoe that nobody can ever see. Like,
has Wealthy seen them?
Okay.
I didn't think.
No.
You definitely showed me some like unreleased.
I showed you some unreleased shit.
Like you had like Air Force Ones from the Olympics that like never came out and
stuff
like that.
Yeah, 2004. I had podium shoes.
You had Blueprint 2 Air Force Ones.
Yeah, I got shit that's never going. Yeah, I got shit like that. But I mean, I got shit that smashes that.
But the stuff, like, do you get buried in them? Like something?
I don't care about them. It's just been sitting in storage unit forever. I don't give a fuck about those shoes. Really? I'll sell them one day.
One thing that we should talk about is like
the, you know, I don't care about shoes no more. It means nothing to me.
Sure,
you got a big insurance policy.
Yo, wealthy. This is the second time that Wealthy got on my neck. So if I ever get to do full size run again, or if I ever get to do shopping, I'm gonna wear some shit that's gonna fuck somebody up.
Because Wealthy,
I wear white on white Air Forces or white and gray Air Forces to full size run. He gets mad at me.
I got
on Puma mixtape joints right now. Shout out to Emery. Shout out to Jay-Z. Thank you. And he's like, yo, why'd you wear those?
He's a critic.
One thing we're talking about.
Then he said, well, we gotta take a picture. What the fuck? I can't wear Pumas in the picture?
Like, yeah, I know. That was
matches,
so weird.
It matches the Balenciaga hoodie.
He's like, oh, you're wearing. So one thing I want to talk about, we're talking kind of about brands and things like that and opportunities. You did get some brand deals in throughout your sneaker history, kind of like the Crep Protect deal.
Why did that end?
Well, no, the Crep Protect, you were one of the first people on the Crep Protect. And describe that deal like from start to finish.
Certain people that I'm going to leave out of the equation. Somebody plugged me into Crep Protect.
Crep Protect is a sneaker cleaner. Yeah,
if you don't know what Crep Protect is and you watch it and you listen to this podcast, shoot yourself. Go jump off a small bridge so you don't hurt yourself. The fuck, you're not going to know what Crep Protect is.
After all that promo.
After all that promo I did, the three-year run. No, they fired me. They fired me on Christmas Day.
I want to hear about, really?
I swear to God.
Wow, Christmas is canceled.
I might be able to find the email on Christmas Day.
So what happened with that?
So shout to Crep and shout to social media. I had a three-four-year run with brands. And I was making like $100,000 a year just off fucking Instagram fingers. The shit was legendary. Like, it was great. I had Tacma, Kicks USA, Crep Protect, and I would catch a complex bag to post some Sprite shit or some Sprite LeBron or the Hoonin dude, whatever, with the Sprite commercial. I used to catch all type of little bags, and that shit used to be fun. It was like stealing, right? So I was making over $100,000 a year just off social media for like 3-4 years straight, right? So the Tacma thing I knew was short term. I knew it was going to die. And I knew that, you know, not that the company was going to die, that my man only needed me for a certain amount of time. So I knew that was going to go to an end. But I had Kicks USA for like 3 years, doing Mayor Mondays on YouTube.
Mayor Mondays.
I remember Mayor Mondays. I should get a complex Mayor Mondays.
I also remember.
What's up, complex? Let me get a little bag for that. I don't even want a big bag.
The Ustream. I always was in the Ustream.
I used to go on the Ustreams hard for my sneaker room. That's how long I've been doing this shit.
Yep.
Ustream don't even exist anymore, I think. So I had that. I had Crep Protect. And I was getting paid thousands of dollars just to post, like 3 or 4 posts a month. I was getting money. So like I said, I was making bread. And the Crep Protect thing, they hit me with an email saying, yo, we're no longer doing the brand ambassador program, so we're going to stop this. If we figure out other ways, we'll let you know. And I know that's not the truth. I know why they let me go, right? So, but they let me go on Christmas Day. No bullshit. I got the email, like, 10 o'clock in the morning, my grandson was opening Christmas gifts, and I said, oh shit, I just got fired from Crep Protect, right? So
was there some crep under the tree? Or
they still send me shit, which is weird. I still get shit. I'm not like I used to, but I still. But if I call them and tell them I want some shit, I get some shit. But I broke on them because I hit them and was like, yo, that shit is whack. I know why you fired me. Tell me why you fired me for real, and we good. Mm-hmm. Like, don't front on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't
front
on me.
Why'd they fire you?
Let's talk about
that's
it.
Let's talk about it.
I could talk about it. I have a problem.
I don't know that story.
I have no problem. A lot of people don't know about it. So I got DJ Khaled on board with Crep Protect.
I remember that, yeah.
They gave Khaled a major bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Major key.
No, they gave him a bag. Like,
yeah, because I remember I used to see some posts with Khaled using.
Me and you spoke about a number yesterday. They gave him more than that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Right. So they gave him more than that number we spoke about yesterday. Right? So. According to them, I'm not in contract negotiations. I don't know nothing. Khaled is my brother. That's my man. According to them, Khaled didn't do all his deliverables. Mm-hmm. So they leaned on me to make Khaled do the shit. Mm-hmm. That's not my job. My job was to bring him to the table. Mm-hmm. And you offered me $50,000 to bring him to the table, and you didn't pay me my 50. So they still owe me 50 bands, which they never gave me. I told them to keep the money. I don't even care about that 50. It's cool, because the way you did it was whack. So they can keep the 50.
Right? I'll take it for a couple
I wouldn't even pursue the... I wouldn't even pursue it. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't even pursue it legally enough, and I'm cool. Like, they good people. I'm not mad at them. They really good people. So, according to them, Khaled didn't do their deliverables. So, they used to lean on me to get Khaled to do shit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I call Khaled to do something, he gonna do it. It's my man. It ain't no, he's scared of me. No, it's my man. Yo, I need you to do this. Mm-hmm. So, every time I would call him to do it, he would do it. at one point, he thought he was done. They didn't think he was done yet. They kept leaning on me. I'm like, yo, my man, I can't do this no more. That's between y'all.
And they fired you over that?
They fired me because he didn't, according to them, he didn't do his deliverables.
That's
the real reason I got fired. Let's keep it 100. Mm-hmm. And it ain't because they didn't want to pay me the 50. They got bread.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they would pay me the 50 after he was done with his deliverables, which is not what they told me either.
Is Khaled still working with them?
You got to ask Khaled that.
I'm a Kiwi guy.
Give me a Kiwi check. I'll cut you in. I know how to piece off. Give me a Kiwi check.
I'm happy to work with you on that deal.
Yeah, let's talk.
Mayor and I are going to get so much money.
Yeah, the Reebok,
we can.
The Kiwi.
Yeah, you guys won't even be seeing me in this building
anymore. Nah, I
ain't
going to say that. I still work, bro. I got a couple dollars and I still work. I work every day. I got a job. I got a real job. I got 9 to 5. I'm on vacation till April. I got a real job.
We're not retiring off the influencer checks yet?
No, you can't. Ain't nobody retiring off influencer checks.
No.
Unless
nobody?
Unless you Kim K.
I'm not close.
Nah, but, you know, like I said, shout to them. They're a good brand. Like, you know, they didn't have to fuck with me from day one. They chose. And let me tell you something about Crep, just so niggas don't think that shit is sideways or shit is sweet. I never had to call for my money. I never had to send an invoice. My money was there on the first of the month, no matter what. We could be in Dubai together. My check was hitting. Like, they kept it a buck all the way. I don't want nobody to throw no shade or nothing like that. For the years that I was with them, they did the right thing. I was just tight about the
that
way,
one
the way
thing.
But I just, again, just be honest. Yo, bro, this motherfucker ain't come through the way he said he was going to come through. It's your fault. You out. Say that. I'll hold that.
Yeah.
I'll hold that. I'll take it to the chin.
We've kind of went through this journey of you coming up as a youngster shopping, then getting into buying tons of sneakers and then potentially designing. Where right now in 2020 is like...
Yeah, you think you're slick. Wait. We're not going to get away from the fact that I walked into a room yesterday.
Oh, God.
And you got a cute...
This should have been for the intro.
I should have... I even want the two women in the room to hear this. Check this out.
Okay.
We do it. I'm going to answer your question. But this is going to go over an hour today. Fuck up. May is here.
Go ahead.
I don't give a fuck what anybody say. I'm going to have the longest podcast.
All we got is time.
That's right. So check this out. So we do this event, right?
Yeah.
Which the bag... I tell you, I got 3 times more than you did. 4 times more than you did. Yo, the bag was crazy, right? So I walk into this spot, right? And I'm talking to the other person that's in the campaign with us. He's got to remain nameless so everybody gonna know what it is. So I'm looking at him and he's getting makeup done and I'm just laughing at him. But there's this guy to the left of me.
Oh God.
Literally. And he got a cucumber mask on his face and they're wiping his face with like this metal thing to make the mask.
The roller.
The roller. Yeah, metal roller. You get cucumber facials, you know what it is, right?
Come on.
So I walk in the door. And you got the picture. I walk in the door. Right. So I walk in the door. Then he got the 24 karat gold things under his eyes. You know that
really?
Shit.
Really? It was rose gold. It was the rose
the
gold
rose,
eye bags.
The rose gold eye bags.
And I think he heard my makeup artist, Delina, say, we got the rose gold ones
today. Yeah, we got the rose gold ones today.
It just so happened that he was sitting right next to me.
And I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this loony bin next to me doing this shit? I don't realize it's Joe. He got this shit on. And, Joe wears all black every day because he thinks he's a fucking executioner or some shit. Right? So... He sits there. Look at him. Look at
his
face.
He's showing the photo right now.
Look at his face. Yo, it's great. So, mind you, I had no clue that's Joe.
Yeah.
It looked like Rocky Balboa beat up, like when it's all said and done, right? So, I'm talking, and the guy says, what's up? And I give him the, yo, what up? I said, oh, get the fuck out of here. It's La Puma, and Shorty's like this. She's gliding on his face, the eyes. It's like, yo, she's painting a Picasso on his face. And I'm like, yo, this shit is so ill. Then I see the Rolex on his wrist. He had the gold Rolex on. I'm like, yo, you super fucking rich.
Okay, but
how did it end? I said, yo, sweetie, can I get a facial
exactly.
next?
Exactly. And he got the metal roller, too.
I got the metal roller on my face. I got the facial. I got the cucumber. My water, my face was purified.
Let me say.
I just wanted to know what it's like to live like Joe for like 2 minutes.
Your skin looks good.
Yo. Yeah. It's something wrong with you, bitch, for real.
The cucumbers.
Yo, it's something wrong with you, for real. I'm thinking about punching you in your nose and then putting cucumbers over your eyes to show you how to heal. Yo, what's wrong with you? I'm about to tie your mustache around your lip or something. What's wrong with you, man? Yo.
But wait, we got... So that's true. That's true.
Yo, I'm saying...
You were influenced, though, by the cucumber mask.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Do you do this every episode? Like, every episode?
No, not like that.
Don't lie.
I swear. Not like that.
So you don't get the 20... You get the eyes done every day?
No, rose gold. They knew you were coming, so they're like, we're going to do the rose
gold. I didn't get the rose gold eye thing.
He did have to get his makeup done before he did come on Full Size Run. Let the record show.
I want to say one thing on the face mask tip. If you need somebody, I got a guy in South Korea, Ted.
We got imported face masks.
Shout out to Seoul Korea, my boy
Korea.
Ted.
They say they mail over.
He's gonna hear this, and he's gonna send you. He's gonna send him to the office, or we can figure it out. But Ted.
Oh no, I'll give my. I got no problem getting my address. If you send me some shit, you get my address.
Yeah, Ted. Dude. Ted Mayer needs the masks. Welty, do you want some?
I got a big gun.
Too?
You can
cut them. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Masks all around.
Mask for everybody.
Yeah,
and try to get away.
I have them at my desk. I have them at my desk. I'm gonna show you.
He really had the green cucumber mask. See, I know you got it. Yo, can we get you a facial deal, like a cucumber deal?
Need that. We need that.
We're going to start to cross over into like the wellness podcast section with this.
We need that.
Yeah, I've always said if I ever wanted two managers in the world, I would always want Kim Kardashian's mother to manage me because she could hoard the shit out of me like she hoard the shit out of everybody else. And Joe LaPuma.
Wow.
I want Joe LaPuma to manage me. Yeah, wait, you got everybody loves you.
Wait.
The kids love you. The old men love you. The old women love you too, because every time I see you with an old lady, I'm joking.
we never got to the bottom of why you got mad at Joe.
Oh yeah,
at Sneaker
he doesn't
Friends.
Know. He doesn't know.
I really don't.
He
remember.
Doesn't know. I've been asking him. I've been asking.
I don't remember, but I remember the last thing I remember was Greg Street telling me, "Yo, please don't fuck this up, man. I got an NBA contract. We went in the NBA. We went to Charlotte Hornets Arena.
What could it have been?
He was like,
though?
Yo, I don't know.
Seriously, I have really no idea.
I remember Greg Street did like a Jeff Van Gundy on me. He grabbed me and was like, yo, please don't.
What could
do
it
this.
Have been? Maybe it was just something in passing.
I don't know.
It was Charlotte it was Sneaker
it was Charlotte.
Friends.
It was Charlotte Sneaker Friends.
So I didn't even know there was tension until, and then I realized like how he was like greeting me or when I would say, like, and then I was like, all right, something's weird going on, but I still do not know what happened.
I don't
happened.
Know either. I really don't.
I'm glad you guys made
I escaped
up.
Death.
He was going to get it.
Damn, imagine you getting, never know. It was like Paulie from The Sopranos when Tony was going to whack him.
Yo, this is second Sopranos reference. I'm Puerto Rican, man.
He never knew how close you are. I want to bring it back before the cucumber masks. We talked about like your history throughout the sneaker community and the sneaker game. Where in 2020 do you think you are? Like, are you still, after this, are you going to go downtown and cop sneakers? Like, do you still?
I'm going home to feed my dog and get on the treadmill.
That's
and go on Instagram Live while I work out.
But it's been
shout
different.
Shout to me, I did 10 miles the other day on a treadmill on Instagram Live.
Looks great.
10 miles. I used to be 320 pounds, man.
You got to come out with me on Saturdays. Old Man Run Club. We'll do 15.
I can't do 15 now. My goal is to do a half marathon in Miami on March.
That's awesome.
I'm with you.
Yeah. You want to go? I'll fly you out.
I'm with you 100%.
All right. Also, if I do it, I'll fly you out.
When I first met Mayer, he wasn't even flying. Now he flies.
Yeah,
all
yeah
the
I
time.
Never used to fly. You know what got me on a plane?
That's growth.
You know what got me on a plane?
Khaled?
Nike. Nike said, come to Portland. And they paid for my ticket.
Sonny Beaverton, Oregon.
And that's the day that I saw the Air Mags in that room that they did the commercial in when they couldn't keep them lit up. And they had them, that whole room with all them on the racks. I saw that room.
And you did not steal those shoes from Nike Campus.
I was sworn to secrecy, bro. Like, I don't even remember if I signed the NDA that day.
Blood oath. It was a blood oath.
You never pocketed anything from Nike Campus? No? On the way
out? I didn't have to. I tell him I'm taking shit. It was none. No, they used Errol would let me into his cage. I had Nike basketball. Like, I had the director of Nike basketball telling me, yo, just go. Yeah, grab your shit, whatever you want.
Are you happy with like where sneakers has come? We kind of talked yesterday off camera about how mass it's got. Are you happy in the state of sneakers in 2020?
Yeah, I'm happy. Listen, I want every kid to experience what I had to experience. Like, who cares who got the best shit, who got the most? What, you buy shoes? Buy shoes. I don't care if I get it first, as long as I get it. Like, I'm cool with all that. Like, that shit don't mean nothing to me no more. It really don't mean nothing to me no more.
Yeah. Just don't slap anyone.
No, I'm done with that. Unless,
hey,
you
can tell.
I slap people for real reasons now. It's not for like...
It's
embarrassing to get slapped by like a grandfather. You know, I'm a grandfather, y'all. I'm a 47-year-old grandfather. Like, my grandson is 6. Mm-hmm. I just put him in karate class. I'm happy.
Pookie, right?
All
right,
yeah.
What's
Mook. His name is Noah.
Got it.
The thing I just want to know, I guess, like, you've been living this lifestyle for a long time, being fresh every day, all that sort of stuff. Does it just ever get tiring being mayor?
Nah, I know how to turn it off. I don't walk in my house as mayor. When I was living with my family, I used to ask my kids, I used to live with three of my kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, my ex-girl, and some of my children, right? Mm-hmm. I got a lot of kids. So, me and some of my children. So, the only thing I would ask for, give me between 7 and 7:45 to get home. I try to get home every time at the same time. I want to eat dinner with my kids. I want y'all to leave your phones in the living room. Obviously, I can keep my phone at the table because it's my house and I'm still conducting business. But I wanted to eat with my children, have a regular meal, and then I ain't give a fuck if I see them again for the rest of the day. But then they will all come downstairs to my office and hang out with me little by little in their spur moments, and I would have relationships with my family and stuff. So I know how to turn it off. Same way in the street. I could slap shit out of somebody and walk into a room. You won't even know I'm mad. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I used to do it with Clark. You know, me and Clark would get into like major fights. Always my fault, by the way. Like major, like always. It's my fault because I expect what I give, I expect back. And sometimes I'm an over-expector, I guess. Right? So me and Clark would fight. We would do interviews together, TV shit together, interviews. And if the t- he was so next to me that I just wanted to grab a brick and hit him with the brick, but I would sit there and compliment him and talk about him. You would never know. And I'd get up and walk this way and he'll walk that way. For years. And that's my brother. That's one of my best friends. Like, you know, Clark knows what I've done for him. Like I heard somebody for Clark. You know what I'm saying? Like I have heard people for Clark. Like that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not just, everybody thinks it's just sneakers because that's what y'all know me for. It's just me in general.
Yep.
It's just, I'm just, I've always, am I too passionate? I guess I'm just too passionate about life. Or like I said, I expect what I give, I expect it back. And you know, it's a fucked up way to live because you're not going to get back what you put out. Yeah. You're really not going
to
get back what
especially
you put out.
Especially when it comes to sneaker brands. Sneakers don't love you back.
Let me ask you a question.
The Reebok.
Let me ask you a question.
No, you know
let me ask
I mean?
You a question, Dunny Dunn. Let
please.
Me ask you a question.
Any,
can we walk into the Reebok office together?
No,
seriously.
Please bring Fat Joe, too.
That's not what I was talking about.
No, but I really want to do this for you because I heard you close to doing something. You know what I'm saying? I could be off. You like to drop dimes on me. I'm going to drop a nickel on you. I heard you super close to getting your shit done, right? Now, I could solidify for you and get it a little more, or I could fuck it up for you.
I believe the paperwork is signed.
You signed it already.
Is that breaking news? You're breaking news?
I believe the paperwork is signed.
Congratulations. Wow. You know I had something to do with that. I had a small part to do with it.
And
Joe fucked it up when he threw your shoe.
We're gonna
you ain't gonna give me shit. I can get whatever
kickback.
Shout to Leo. I can get whatever Reebok I want.
Big up Leo.
I can get whatever Reebok I want.
Just
I want
as a
some
token
money.
As a token of my appreciation.
Yes.
At least I'll get you a face mask.
From Korea though.
From Korea.
Yeah, my man, I could afford a lot of face masks.
Yeah, but this is special, bro.
I could afford a lot of face masks. You know what I'm saying? Like,
just so you know, Mayor just threw $20,000 at me.
I didn't. I threw a bag at you. I threw a concealed, closed bag at you.
Can I open it?
Sure you can.
Open
of course
it?
You
Hold
can.
On.
I did not just throw $20,000 at you, though. I threw a concealed bag at you.
I'm opening the bag.
Fan it. Yeah. It's not Monopoly money. And that's, yeah. A lot more than you're getting from Reebok.
Yo, my man, put that back how you got it. Are you just going to disrespect me like that and just throw shit at me like I'm some fucking flunky or some shit, like I work for you or something?
I'm looking for the knife in here, too.
The Supreme Louis Vuitton card holder's in there.
I see it.
The key to the safe deposit box is in there. There's a few things in there.
I know Joe just got, like, you know, we're getting towards the end of this, but Joe just got the
Getting started. What are you talking about? I'm not leaving.
Jeff got Joe.
Y'all don't want me to
Joe
leave, right? Tell the truth. I'm not leaving.
Joe got the Jeff McFetrich Vandals recently.
Who?
Joe
who?
Joe LaPuma.
This guy?
Yeah.
You know those?
I know what they are.
But you said you're good with the box cutter.
Yeah.
You see what I did to my
flat joints.
But do you want
to? Yeah, I'll do that for you. I'm notorious with a razor, in case you didn't know.
I think these people, they know.
I'm notorious with a razor. Yeah. No, I got you. You got him here?
You can carve it. No, at home. You can carve it up better than that?
Yeah, brother, listen, I can go all around and I can do the whole thing. I got you.
Like an artiste.
Nah, I'm nice. Look at my clots. Go on my page and look at my clots. Some shit's just cut perfect. I'm nasty with a razor blade. Ask anybody.
I'm sure.
Well, ask the kid in Orlando.
Ask the kid in Orlando.
Half of downtown.
No, I didn't cut him. I wouldn't cut nobody.
You said he hit his head on the barrier.
On the spin around. He did a 360 and hit his head on the
barrier. I hope he's okay.
Well, I think this is a perfect place to end. I think we covered a lot. We covered a lot.
Oh, yeah. Fuck complex.
We covered a lot. Seen that. We covered a lot. Last words for our guest.
I'm so happy to have Mayor up here once again. I can't wait for the next one. Like, this is a guy who's seen it all, done it all. So I'm just happy to have some sliver of that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Wealthy.
I just hope that the next time we go out to eat, that you'll actually eat La Manjun.
I'm not eating. Yo, Coco, my assistant Coco's been trying to get me to eat La Manjun now for 10 years. I won't eat it.
Dude, it's fucking Armenian pizza, man. Like, why won't you eat it?
Because I eat American pizza. You just answered the question, bro.
But you're not Italian.
No.
Half Italian.
Yo, Chinese people invented pasta. Stop.
That's the next episode.
That's a fact check.
Mayor,
you know what I'm saying?
Thank you so much for coming through. Definitely a relationship in this sneaker community that I value. You know that it's always good to see you, and the fact that, you know, I always felt that I started young when we first met on Sneaker Friends, and for us to be doing this at this point and we remain close, maybe some bumps in the road. But,
bumps on the head?
No bumps on the head.
Could have been.
Yeah, could have been. But grateful to have you. I think people are going to really enjoy this podcast, and always a pleasure when you come through.
Appreciate you guys. Listen, watching you guys grow, especially watching Joe, watching your growth. I know you're the longest. It's amazing. What you two guys have done with Trinidad and the show is super dope. I was super honored to be on that. It meant a lot to me to do that episode. That was dope.
Great episode, by the way.
It meant
the
a
best
lot
episode.
To us.
It's the best episode they ever had.
It's a great episode.
And the one thing,
the best episode ever.
The one thing he was telling me that he's bragging about that he tells people, he goes, I did more views than Deion Sanders.
That's right. I did more views than Clark. And sure. Joe still. Oh, I checked yesterday.
Yep. He did.
Only one that got me beat Marcus is Marcus Jordan because he brought them fucking shoes.
Marcus did his thing.
Mayor, thank you so much. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. You can find us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you guys consume your podcasts. Every Friday morning, we will see you next week.
Yeah, yeah.
Our producer is Shiva Bayet. Sound engineering done by Jasmine Plata. Special thanks to Dave Matthews and Jennifer Stewart. The Complex Sneakers Podcast is a production of the Complex Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.